Tonight.
Thank God, bless His holy name. Right. Amen. Give amen to that. Praise God. Amen. I'm reading in the book of Acts tonight, chapter 17. Appreciate the good testifying. Amen. Acts 17. If you got a Bible, you want to look with me. I'm just going to read a few verses. Read a whole lot, but I'll try to preach some things in this chapter. I've been reading in it today. I think sometimes you just got to go with what's fresh on your mind. Amen. Pray the Holy Spirit help you. Acts chapter 17, Paul said, the scripture says in Acts 17, 2, and Paul, I like this, as his manner was. That's what he did. Amen. Went unto them, and the 3 days reasoned with them out of the scriptures. I'm glad, thank God, he took the word. Amen. The scriptures. And the Bible said, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead. And that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. He said, He's the Messiah. He's the one God sent. Amen. He said in verse 4, and some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. And so it looks like there was a good number right there that did. Thank God, take heed to the gospel preached unto their heart. Now, there's 3 places Paul went here in this chapter. He went to Thessalonica. Of course, we read just there. Thank God he was in Thessalonica. And then, of course, he went to Berea. And, of course, after that, he went to Athens. And we find some things in these cities. It looked like to me that there was some persecution. Amen. In Thessalonica. And we find here that the Jews was unbelievers, and they moved with envy. Thank God to try to get this thing up, upset that he would not preach there. Amen. But he done what God wanted to do. And I won't tell you this night. Thank God, if you'll do what God says, he'll do it. Amen. Listen, God don't need a long time, and God don't need a lot. He just needs you to obey him. And I think a lot of times we think we got to do more than what we do, but if we just do what he says. Amen. God can do in a minute, thank God, more than we can do in a lifetime. And a lot of times we just think we got to do more, and we can't. We only do what God allows us to do in your life. When you learn this, amen, listen, we can't change nobody. We can't, amen, do anything in somebody's heart. It's the gospel. It's the workers of the Holy Ghost. And he went, thank God, to Thessalonica. And of course, they had an uproar there. And they, my friend, assaulted the house of Jason, because Jason, thank God, took the brethren in. And really what they done, they run Paul out. Amen. But he went to Berea after that. And when he got to Berea, amen, he opened the word of God up and preached to them. It was his manner. That's the way it was. Amen. Listen, he wasn't a robot, thank God. He is a preacher. And brethren, listen, he didn't, thank God, change his message. Amen. And he didn't change his manners neither. It didn't matter who it was. Amen. It wasn't a matter if it's King Agrippa, thank God, or the lowest man on the totem pole. The message was the same, and the message is the same tonight. Amen. It's still the same. It don't change. It don't matter who you are. Amen. It don't matter what your name is. It don't matter what blood type you are. It don't matter what color you are. It don't matter what car you drive, what house you live in. He's the same to everybody. Amen. He's no respect a person. And when he, thank God, declared the word of God, amen, it fell on them ears. Thank God, it hurt him. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a lot of persecution. Amen. He went to cities, amen, that never had heard of the resurrection. But it didn't stop him from preaching it, because he had the witness inside him, and he had seen the Lord. And brethren, listen, thank God, the Lord he seen was with him. On a backup, thank God, while he was a preaching. That's the force of the power of God, that we live in a day of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost lives in us, and that's his work, thank God, to give the message out. Amen. That men might hear and believe. Amen. That's right, praise God. Notice this. Amen. In verse number, I like this verse. And it said in there, they, in verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily when those things were so. Amen. And God, I tell you to do that tonight. Amen. Whether they was more noble, less more, amen, honorable type people. Amen. Listen. Hey, search her out, praise God. Amen. Listen, that'd be good for you to search it out. Amen. Just don't go by what you hear. There's been a lot of things I repeated. Ain't got it written in the Bible. Amen. Because I heard it from a man I had faith in. But it wasn't biblical. Amen. I know what you're saying. Know what you believe. Search the scriptures, Jesus said. For in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they which testify me. The word of God's going to testify of Christ. That's the only one that's got life. Hey, the Bible can't give you life. The words he speaks are life. The only way the Bible can give you life is it gets on the pages through the voice of the word of God preached, and the power of God gets in your heart and brings you to repentance. It ain't my friend, listen. Amen, you listen. It's not reading that brings faith. It's hearing that brings faith. And except you hear, you'll not believe. Amen. How shall they hear without a preacher? Hey, friend, I'm telling you, thank God. We need some preaching. Amen. Of the Christ of glory. Amen. The testimony of him. Thank God it came into our world. Thank God to die for sinful mankind. Amen. And the third day raised again. Thank God bodily resurrected. Amen. God had the grace. Thank God. Ever lives. Amen. Thank God intercede on my behalf. Amen. My mediator between God and me is the man Christ. Thank God he's on the throne. All justice has been committed to him. Hey, hey, listen. Thank God tonight he's the one that a man needs to know about. Amen. You don't know about him, you ain't going to know about him. You don't know about salvation. Salvation's not in the plan. Salvation's in the man Christ. That's the only way you'll get saved. Amen. You'll have to meet him. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen, it ain't going down the Romans road. Amen. I'm not against the book of Romans. But it ain't going down to some repeating a prayer to somebody. It's the Holy Ghost opening your blinded eyes and revealing to you who he is. Amen. If he don't show you who he is, you'll never see who he is. And you'll never see it until he opens your eyes. Amen. You don't get saved before your eyes are open. You get saved when your eyes are open. Hey, you don't have life before you're quickened. You have life after you're quickened. You don't repent until you repent. Amen. Listen. Repentance, amen, was the message. And you had to repent. Except the man repent, he'll likewise perish. You see, I'm going to preach something here most people don't believe. It don't matter. Amen. Listen. Repentance is a conviction, but it's a change of mind. Amen. To who Christ is. And it's also a God willingly, thank God, changes a man's heart toward God. Amen. Listen. Can I ask you a question tonight? Who would have sorrow over sin? The one that knows about sin. Godly sorrow that was in that man in Corinthians. That had committed fornication. That's why he said you're clear of the matter. You can't work godly sorrow in your heart unless you're convicted, unless you see your sin. Godly sorrow, thank God, is in the believer, friend, when he's convicted of what he's done. Amen. Listen, the only way you'll be sorrowful is you have Holy Spirit work. Amen. Open your eyes of how you've sinned against God. And repentance hasn't stopped it today. You repent. You'll repent, thank God, till you leave out. Amen. That's right, son. I'm telling you this. Listen. God works in a man's heart. He's got to bring conviction. The only way that you're going to get, listen, you just don't repent. There's got to be a confrontation of God. There's got to be Holy Spirit to convict you. Amen. And listen, when you hear that, conviction comes upon you and that spirit, amen, works these things in you. Hey, God, listen, you think you're doing pretty good. Amen. To the power of God hits on you. And then you'll say, I ain't
ain't where I ought to be. Amen. You see, that's got to be done by God. Amen. Listen, God dealt with my heart. Amen. It's been several months ago. And he dealt with me in a pretty strong way within. Amen. I was unrestful for a few days. And I had to do some repenting. Amen. And God says, you're not where you need to be in your walk with me. Amen. I've showed you these things. And listen, when we don't want him more than anything else, thank God, we ain't where we ought to be with him. Amen. If we're just playing games with God and playing religion in the church, amen, and we going by what we know instead of who we believe, amen, we're missing the mark. Amen. I'm not talking about, my friend, heaven and hell. I'm talking about the walk that a believer has with God himself. And a lot of times you can get cold in heart. You can let the world run you. Amen. You don't have no desire for God. Amen. Listen, why do you think it takes, amen, a church service, amen, to crank a man up, thank God, to get him where he ought to be? It's because he don't come in right. Amen. I tell you, friend, there's been a lot of times after I got through preaching, that's when I wanted to preach. Amen. Thank God I warmed up to it. Like that boy did when Elisha, thank God, got over him and he, amen, and he put his hands on him and he said, God, and he breathed on him. Amen. And the boy started warming in his flesh. Amen. Thank God, that's why that man of God, amen, has got to get warm to you. Amen. Thank God, if you come in, all you've had all day is world and troubles, and you don't have no God with you, amen, I can't warm you up in an hour. It'll take more than that. Amen. God can warm you up in a minute. Amen. It don't take long for God to work you up. But I'm telling you this tonight, if we're going to have reviving and we're going to have a move of God, there's got to be some consistency in our lives. Amen. And quit hanging on, thank God, a bunch of flesh and doing it the way you want to do it instead of the way God wants to do it. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm telling you what. Amen. I felt the Holy Ghost today. Amen. I tell you, I thank God for it. Amen. But I'm telling you, I'm going to draw closer to him. And listen, I'm telling you, there's some things we got to do to draw closer to him. And thus completely give everything to him. Amen. And seek him and love him and walk in him. Amen. Listen. Amen. Listen, friend. There's a lot of church members, thank God, that have the salvation. But brethren, listen. I ain't got no fire of God in them. Amen. They don't have no fire. You can't see no wood on the stove in the fireplace. Amen. We need some fire in us. Amen. That's right. Thank God he's the one that gives the fire. If we don't, thank God, carry some wood to the fire, hey, friend, we don't go get no attack. Thank God, when you get attacked when you're doing something, you ain't going to get attacked by the devil and can't do nothing. When you're doing something, he'll attack you tonight. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Paul, thank God, went and threw sticks on the fire. They got over there in the island of Melita, thank God. He went out and his fire was there at present, cold and rain. He got some sticks and threw it on the fire. And when he did, a serpent come out of the fire and bit him on the hand. Amen. He would have never got bit if he hadn't been doing nothing. Amen. You'd have never got no temptations from Satan. You'd have never got no warfare from Satan. Amen. If you ain't doing nothing, why does he need to bother you? Amen. Or bother me if I ain't doing nothing. Amen. He ain't going to bother me while I'm living in the flesh. As long as I'm living in the flesh. Amen. But if I'm living in the spirit, amen, I might as well know it's a warfare. It's a warfare within and without. Amen. That's right. You ain't, amen, you're not completely saved yet in time. You are in the eyes of God. Amen. He saved you to the uttermost. But thank God, Brother Robert, listen. You're not completely saved. If you was, you wouldn't sin. That's right. Now, we are completely saved. God says that. Because he sees the complete work. He sees the finished work. Amen. God sees it complete. He sees me complete tonight. Amen. If the accuser went to the Father, amen, and said, look at him. Amen. Look at what he's doing. God says, well, he's perfect. Amen. Because that's the way God sees it. You can't get a hold of that because you can't see it like that. Amen. You just see yourself and I do too. That's why we need to confess sin. But we can't see ourselves like that. God sees us like that. God don't do anything temporal. Amen. God's a eternal God. God saves eternally. Amen. God saves everybody there. He saves eternally. They don't have, thank God, a temporary salvation. It's an eternal salvation. I'm saved from sin. I'm saved from sin. Thank God in nine. Amen. And thou as a God as ever will be. He sees me without sin. He sees me perfect. He sees me just. He sees me reconciled to him through the death of his son. But I'm telling you this, Paul, thank God when he preached, they searched the scriptures, whether they are so or not. And you know why he had to leave Berea? Them Thessalonican people that came, amen, was mad, had him up there. Thank God they heard he was down there preaching. And they went down there and stirred them up. And he had to leave Berea, amen. There'll always be opposition. You listen to me tonight. There ain't no opposition in these churches where there ain't no preaching going on. It's just a ritual. It's a formality. Amen. I thought I'd tell you this tonight. Both feet standing right here. If it ain't like this, I'm not talking about just like this. But if it ain't church, amen, where a man's a preaching and where people's testifying and singing those songs, I'll go to the house. Amen. I told you that the other night. I ain't into mega churches. I ain't into a bunch of games. Amen. I want to meet with God, friend. And the only way God will meet with me is what he says in the word of God. And I'm telling you this. If you search the scriptures, you'll find a lot of things out. Amen. That's not biblical. Amen. But I'm telling you, everything about him's what you need to know tonight. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. Notice here, he went to Athens. Amen. He went there and he was stirred because of idolatry in Athens. We live in such, they were so polytheistic, and that means they was believing more than one God. That means that everywhere you went in Athens, they had idols, they worshiped idols, they had more than one God. You know that. Amen. That's why he said, I like it. Amen. He got there and it said Paul stood. Thank God for a man that'll stand. I don't bat an eye, don't care what the congregation thinks. Amen. I don't care what anybody thinks. Amen. Long as God says it, amen. That's right. Some people praise God. Amen. Don't like what the preacher says. But I'm telling you this, thank God it is good if it comes from the book. Amen. That's right. Thank God it's rightly by the word of truth. Amen. Thank God the truth of God, my friend. Amen. Real to the hearts of people and preach the word of God. Amen. Listen. Thank God Paul stood in verse 22 in the midst of Mars Hill. He called them, amen, superstitious. Amen. You know what that word means? It means you're too religious. I'm so tired of religion. If I knew these pews made you religious, I'd soon sit on the floor. Amen. That's the God's truth. I won't tell you again, and I'll tell you this ain't a sacred desk. There's a sacred God I'm preaching about. Amen. This ain't sacred grounds. Amen. That's right. This is grounds God's assembly meets. But what would be sacred about the wall? Ain't God the ground you on. Amen. He told Moses he was on holy ground. He was because God was on the ground. And the only thing about the only thing holy in this place is the God. Amen. Ain't God has saved you. Amen. Friend, listen. And they say they wear these garments. Amen. Look religious. Ain't got backward collars. Everything under son they'll put on a pose like that's religious. Friend, I'm telling you, thank God I don't find Paul ever wearing such a stuff as that. Amen. Can you imagine, thank God, amen, me up here preaching you in a robe? God have mercy. I ain't wearing a dress. Thank God I'm a man. Amen. I'm telling you, brethren, we got all kind of religions. They got all kind of formality. Amen. They do the same thing every Sunday they meet. Ain't no heart in it. Jesus said, you honor me with your heart, your lips, but your heart's far from me. And I find that in the Baptist church itself. I know what to say, amen. I know what to amen, amen. But brethren, listen, their heart is as far from God, amen, as a heathen out on the street, amen. That's right. You say, how you gonna warm it up to God? I would like to, but I can't. It'll take God to warm your heart up. It'll take God to come in with your soul. Amen, friend. I'm telling you, thank God. Amen. I'm one man, hey God, and I need the help of God myself. But I'm telling you this, they was too superstitious. Amen. They thought what they had in the temple was religious. And Paul said he don't dwell in temples made with hands. Amen. He don't listen, friend. I say this again. I hope God's giving me this stuff. I'm studying. I'm thinking. I'm reading. I'm not condemning.
It ain't about the building. Thank God for a place we can come together. It ain't about the building. God don't want these people to build $1 million buildings. That's their business they want to. Ain't nothing in that. They met in houses. They did. They didn't meet in all these big buildings, extravagant and all that stuff. Amen. Chandeliers hanging down. Amen. Amen. I don't think it all. I don't think the building we meet in ought to be not taken care of. Well, take care of it. Amen. And it ought to be taught that this is a place the assembly comes together and it's spiritual business. Amen. It ain't about games and gadgets and all that. It's about spiritual business. But brethren, they had an altar to an unknown God. They had worshipped so many gods they didn't know who God was anyhow. Amen. But they got Paul preached to them and they were Greeks. What the Greeks? They wisdom. Amen. They seek wisdom. Greeks wants wisdom. That's why they came and sat in the marketplace to hear what men had to preach and say. Amen. Because that was what they did. And they said, this man speaketh strange things in our ears. Amen. Listen, friend, do you think that's bad in Greece, in Athens in them days? It's like that now and here in America. Amen. That's right. They don't know nothing about the gospel. They don't know nothing about God. Amen. All they know about their religion. Amen. And they go, thank God, and they don't even know why they go. Amen. They just go. That was what they always did. Amen. That'd be like a man, friend. I thought that, and I know this ain't comparable to a ball game or a car race, but could you imagine going to one of them, amen, and nobody ever saying nothing, and everybody's punching one another saying, what they doing down here on the field? What you doing here? Amen. Well, I just come in. You know, I bought a ticket to come in. Amen. But what they doing down there? I mean, what they going around the circles for? What they kicking the ball over the goal for? Everybody in there, amen, amen. They wouldn't understand it if they don't know it. But what people come to the house of God for? If they don't know God, because it's just become a ritual, and that's what everybody does. Hallelujah, God, I pray you'd break it up, amen. I tell you, turn the cake upside down, amen. A half baked cake ain't no good cake to eat. And Ephraim, thank God's full of idols, amen. And brother, I'm telling you, the church house has worshiped the preacher, they've worshiped the pulpit, they've worshiped the singers, they've worshiped everybody else. Hey, God ain't got me with that. That's why it was on Laodicea in church, rapping on the door. It's because he wanted in, thank God, out of new business, amen. That's right. That's where he's at tonight. In the majority of places, he ain't even in the house of God with them. He's out there rapping on the door. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And I'm going to put it on language. He said, Brother Redmond, if you open the door, I'll come into you and sup with you, and you and me. I mean, I'll come into you. But I'm going to tell you what you got to believe. I'm sovereign. You got to believe I'm in complete control, and you don't have a vote in the matter. I mean, you got to believe I'm Lord, because that's the only way I come in is under the authority and lordship of Christ. I ain't coming in a church that don't believe that. Amen. I ain't coming in a place. Thank God it's a cult. Amen. They got their own methods. Amen. Instead of my power. Amen. Listen, thank God I'm about to preach a little. Brethren, are you listening? Thank God the problem with the church tonight is he's on the outside. That's where we at. We got to have it our way. Amen. Personality conflicts and everything else. Under God, it's a wonder we got this many that could get along. Amen. Amen. Thank God you ought to get along. If you love the brethren, you're a child of God. He said, we know it passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He that hate this brother by thin death, you got a grudge or anything in your heart toward anybody, thank God. I tell you what you need to do. You need to repent. I don't care. You say, well, you don't know what they've done to me. God does. You know what you've done to him? Repent. Amen. That's exactly right. You offended God. You hung him on the cross. It was your sin that hung Christ on the cross. He willingly laid down his life, was stripped of his robe and beaten by a mob. Amen. My friend marred, his business was marred. Amen. Friend, are you listening? Wounded and bruised. Amen. We as enemies of God, God haters. Amen. Friend, we never loved God that he loved us. We never had no desire for God that God desired us. And we wonder now why in the world we can't get along. We ain't got no Holy Ghost in us, that's why. Yeah, man. Somebody said the preacher didn't talk to me. Well, it's a two-way street. And I'm friendly with anybody, praise God. I'm even friendly with the enemies. Amen. That's right, son. I don't know who all my enemies are, but thank God you got some. I hope none of y'all are. I hope you're my friends. Amen. If you are, praise God. Amen. Let's go eat a hamburger. We'll talk about it. That's right. Paul, thank God, he said, you got an altar, an unknown God. You don't even know who the God. He said, you got all these gods and these idols and temples and everything else, and you think that's right with God. He said, you don't even know God. It's pitiful. You ever saw some of these people say, you preach? Listen, I ain't preaching. Holy Ghost told me long ago, he said, it ain't denomination. It's the deliverance of Christ. You ain't go to heaven, thank God, because you're a Baptist. Amen. God have mercy. But I'm going to tell you what, I thank God for the Baptist church. But some of them, thank God, need to repent. And it might be some of us. The church ain't the building, it's the people. Amen. There's repentance that needs required. He requires repentance. That means there's a turn to it. Amen. That's right. I like what one preacher said. He said, praise God, quit telling them, quit stealing the man's chickens. Say, Mr. Jones, quit stealing, thank God, the chickens. Amen. That's right. Call the name. Amen. Amen, brother. That people couldn't take that in this day. Hope and rebuke is better than secret love. But Paul, hey, he rebuked them, and he used their own psychology. It's full of philosophy. That's what most preaching is today, is philosophy. Let me give you something I can talk to your head about. That's why Charles Finney was such a good preacher. He was a lawyer. They said about 1 in 100 stuck. Yeah. There's men that can talk to you. Praise God, get up and talk to you. And a lot of people say, man, I thank God. I told somebody one time, I said, Bill Clinton could get a Bible and read it. Some people say, amen. Which, so what if he read the King James Bible? He'd be reading the truth. Wouldn't be no God with it. Amen. Notice this here. He said here, he had made one blood in verse 26. All nations of men for to dwell on all face of the earth had determined the bound by the times before appointed and bounds of their. He said, I done appointed all this. He said, praise God, you're here because I put you in this habitation. This is where you're supposed to be. Notice what he said. Hey, God, I like what he said to him. They that should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. He ain't far from us. In other words, you ain't got to go down to the building to find God. He ain't in your temple made with hands. I don't care how pretty they are. Thank God you can have old time meeting, thank God, in the parking lot. You can have old time meeting at the table. You can have old time meeting anywhere. Thank God. Amen. Where the Holy Ghost is and where you're at. And that two or three gathered together somewhere. I want you to do a study on that. I know we throw that verse out. That ain't what that means. That's talking about church discipline. Don't get quiet on me. Thank God I'm one and God's another. That's two right there, if you won't believe that. I don't have to have nobody but God to worship. Amen. I tell you, the more the better. But I'm telling you, not unless they right with God and want a fellowship. Amen. You can't two walk together, can't agree unless they believe together. Amen. If he believes in water baptism, salvation, amen. I believe in grace, we ain't going to walk together. He don't believe that, thank God, and I don't neither. Anybody believes in baptismal regeneration is a heresy. They taken away from Christ. He said, the grace of God, hey God, he said, I should not, he said, I don't frustrate the grace of God. For righteousness came by law and Christ died in vain. And ain't that? You say, what you got to do to be saved? Him save you. Figure that out. You'll have to believe he can. See, a lot of people won't get saved because they don't believe God can save them. They don't believe God can save them. If they believe God can save them, they will get saved. Amen. And I know they use the terminology, get saved, but the thing about it is, he'll do the saving. If you'll believe him, thank God, submit to him. Submitting, Mr. Russ, that is not join the church or being sprinkled or ducked. Notice what he said here. He said, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain of also of your own poets have said, for we also are his offspring, for as much then as, I like verse 29, for much as then as we are the offspring of God. We come from God's what he's saying. People that believe in evolution, they wrong, brother. That's a damnable mess. and then the public school wants to teach it? Which I'm going to tell you what, they taught it around Paul. I believe you can overcome anything, God, with you. I don't care what they say. Amen. I like what the Hebrews said. We're not careful to answer you in this matter. We've already decided in our heart we're not going to bow to the image. And if our God's able to deliver us, but if He don't, He's still God. We ain't bowing. I'm not bound to that. Amen. Notice what He said here. For as much then as we are offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man. So that's what they had. They had a bunch of artwork and everything else. Amen. To try to show that this was their God. Amen. Who would want to bow to something such as that? These people bow to the Pope. They dumber than he is. Who in the world wants to bow to a man? Thank God when Peter went down there to Cornelius got down on his knees and Peter said, "Get up, I'm a man like you are. I bow to God only. That's the only one I bow to." Amen. Bow your knee to God. Notice what verse 30, and the times of this ignorance God winked at. Notice that. He closed an eye and wink. But now commands all men everywhere to repent. That's the command of God. To repent. That means He wants you to change the way you live and the way your mind is. And change what you think about Christ. Because He appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom rose again, thank God. Amen. His judgment's been committed to the Son. That's who it's committed to tonight. You know what the message is, don't you? The message is Jesus Christ. You know who's supposed to carry it? The church. Amen. There ought not nobody ever, Brother Shank, there ought not nobody ever enter our churches and when they leave, wonder what the preacher and them believed out the house of God. I wouldn't want nobody to ever leave and scratch their head and say, "What did he believe?" Praise God, I'm telling you what the Bible says. That's what I believe. I read it for your own hearing. I'd hate to go in and say, "What's that man believe?" Amen. I tell you one thing, praise God. They convinced the enemy that they were Christians. They said, "Them's Christians." They assembled with the church. They was Christians. Amen. Thank God. How did they know they were Christians? I won't know that. Why did they say when they assembled with the church in Acts 11, number 26, amen, they said they were first called Christians at Antioch. Three times the word Christians mentioned in the Bible. That's the first one. Agrippa said, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian or be a Christian." Then Peter said, "You suffer as a Christian." Three times. Why did the outside world say them people's Christians? Because I'm going to tell you why. They knew they loved Jesus Christ and they assembled together and their life, thank God, modeled what He had taught them in obedience and love and mercy. And it just wasn't a religion. Thank God, it was their life. Amen. That's right. That's how they know me and you are. He said, by this, men shall know that you are my disciples because you have love one for another. That's what he said, by this. He said, by this. Son, you can't have a bad spirit against a child of God and keep it and be right with God. You can't do it. I don't care who you are. Amen. I'm going to be honest with you. I might get hit head on with it. There's very few times I went home mad from the house of God. I've been saved now for, thank God, for, amen, around 36, 37 years. And I ain't many a time I ain't went in my car and squealed my tires and said, "Bless God, I ain't going back to hear him." Very few times. Probably some, I got mad a few times. I had a man in here one time, praise God, he helped me. But son, he about called my name preaching. And I hadn't been here long. Son, it hit me like a ton of bricks. It helped me. The old preacher said it helped me. Amen, it helped me. What'd you do, preacher? Went home and repented. Amen. That's right. I might get mad at Sunday, but I'm going to tell you what, I can't stay mad. You can't stay like that and be right with God. Amen, you got to repent. Amen, brother, listen. Thank God, you might hear a man preach what you don't agree to. But if you get mad at him, you know he's a man of God. That's your fault, not his. Amen. You might have thought you got to sing that Sunday, but it wasn't God's will. You might have went home and said, I don't know why I didn't get to sing today. If I knew somebody's like that, I wouldn't call on them for a month. I really wouldn't. If somebody in their heart said, I don't know why I didn't get to sing today, I'd say, I wouldn't call on them in a month. I'd say, I want them to get right with God before they can sing to me. Amen. I'd rather for Nathan to sing. Amen. That's right. Praise God, Paul. Amen, brother. He had some repentance. He preached repentance. The world, the church today don't have no repentance. That's the problem with it. Amen. Everybody says it's the other person's fault, but it's not the other person's fault. It's our fault because it's our heart that's being condemned with by the sin that's in us. And God, he might have winked at that one time, and these bunch of Greeks didn't understand, didn't know. But when the word of God came to him, he said, he commands you to repent. Well, praise God. Amen. You know what repentance is, don't you? Repentance is a willingness to turn from sin unto God. And you'll have to change your mind about God and sin and Christ. Amen. That's right. Amen, brother. Amen. Listen, friend, can I tell you this? There's people not here tonight. I don't know why. But ain't nobody can keep you out of the house of God. Ain't nobody can keep me out of the house of God. They don't keep me out of Walmart when I need some toilet paper. I know you'd grin on that one. That's the way it come out. Huh?
Right.
That's right. God have mercy on me. Amen. If all y'all said tonight, we don't want you no more, I'd say, well, thank you for the years you give me. I'll go somewhere else next week. The way I feel about it. Amen. God have mercy. I appreciate the grace of God, son. Amen. Listen. Old Robert Cranfield back there, you know what he said? I'm going to finish with this here. Let's see what time it is here. It's about 8 o'clock. I'll let you out in time. You know what Brother Robert says? Robert Cranfield back there? Ain't no quitting this old man. That's what he told me. Ain't no quitting this old man. You know why? Because I ain't no quitting God. Amen. I like that song, thank God the flame might flicker, but it ain't going out. My flame's flickered. There's been times I got up and said, I don't feel like going today. Yeah, you have too. He said, I don't want to go this morning. Going through the trials and everything else, and the church boat is kind of... thinking about getting an exit here. No, let's stay in. Let's stay in with it. Brother Shank's been pastor now for over a year. He had a lady to pass away. We living in a pandemic, if you want to call it a pandemic, whatever. Ain't many people coming to visit the church. Stayed with it. You know what that does for me? It encourages me. That encourages me. I can call him and he'd call me on Sunday afternoon and said, how'd it go today? And he said, went good. You know what that does? That encourages me. That encourages me. He took a place that had been affected by the past minister. Stayed with it for over a year. It encourages me. It ought to encourage you. It encourages me, Brother Keith. I was thinking about Daniel today, and Tasha had put that picture on that, her and John, you know, him and John. And I looked at that thing and just cried and memories and I relived that night in my mind. And I can say the only thing that's kept you going is the grace of God. I remember when getting in that old blazer that night and having prayer. I can look across the congregation. Miss Susan used to get up every morning. Her daddy was at work, and she was out there standing outside that little apartment waiting on somebody to pick her up. We come by and pick her up. That encourages me. Encourages me. Keep it going. Encourages me. I look across this congregation. God's helping you. Your family's sitting here. It encourages me. Thank God. Let's keep it going. Amen. I don't know how rough it's going to get, but thank God he's with me. Amen. He's with me. No matter what Paul faced, son, he did not quit, Brother Robert. One thing he could say when this thing was over, I finished my course. I kept the faith, thank God. Amen. Amen. Fought a good fight. Thank God for it. Now you praise God. God helping me, I want to do that. Let's stand tonight. Thank you for hearing the word of God. Praise God. Amen.